It's hump day, you guys. We're going to get over this hump together. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hi. Happy hump day.
It is. It's Wednesday. How did we make it to Wednesday? I feel like it was just Monday.
It was 2 days ago. Isn't that weird? But... we actually touched on this topic a little bit yesterday, but I don't think we got the opportunity to A, give it its due, and B, actually dig deeply into all the things we didn't quite realize on the surface. The Britney Spears conservatorship and the details that were leaked this week that told us a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, so there's a couple things we should do, but, you know, when we talk about Britney, we got to get the Cobra Gang together to decipher stuff. Should we do that?
Yeah, do it, Brad.
Okay, we're going to do it with the Britney.
Whenever there's trouble,
we're, no, we're not going to do it with Britney. That sounded weird.
That did sound weird and kind of gross.
If you've got the crime, we got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
Okay, so here's
it
the dealio.
It is toxic.
Well, this is toxic. Okay, So we didn't talk about these details yesterday on the show because we were so focused on the line-by-line items in the conservatorship.
Right.
And I have to tell you, I'm going to speak out of school a little bit. What's the
saying? I don't know. Where are you and where are you speaking?
You know, like I'm going to speak...
out of school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... I did a Dirt Alert update for Lori and Julia yesterday. Mm-hmm. I brought them this story. And Julia was, of course, like, well, of course, that's a lot of money. I mean, they're all, you know, they weren't as maybe fixated on the amount of money. Because I kind of feel like Lori and Julia maybe don't buy into the whole Free Britney movement.
They have not fashioned their tinfoil
hats.
Yeah,
they don't maybe, we should get them some tinfoil hats.
Mm-hmm. We did give one to Lori at one point when she started to see things our way.
It's true. Don't even get me started, though, because I talked about... I'm not even going to talk about it. So, moving on. $1.2 million is the amount of money that Britney's conservatorship cost. Now, that money didn't all go to her dad, Jamie Lynn is her sister, Jamie Spears. He got about $128,000. And, you know, Julia did say, like, that's not a lot of money. Which, true. But you got to understand
that... In comparison,
that,
no.
Well, I mean, for like the person who's like, you know, schlepping groceries at Ye Olde Grocery Mart, that's a lot of money. And actually, to you and me, that's a lot of money.
Exactly.
I'd be happy with that for a year's worth of, I'm not quite sure what, signing things.
Deciding whether or not she can get Starbucks?
Yeah, like, I don't know. But anyway, but then you have to look at all of the other money that made up that $1.2 million. There's like $400,000 in a pot sitting there that I'm like, what are people doing? Anyway, moral of the story is buried within that. There was also some details about her expenses last year. And I just thought we should spend a little time with that because I think that stuff is fascinating to me. So according to the documents that were obtained about Britney's conservatorship, Britney received an undisclosed weekly allowance. So she gets an allowance.
Okay.
Which, I'm sorry, I think that's weird.
Well, what I find weird about that fact, well, yes, I think it's weird for a number of reasons. My 10-year-old and my 13-year-old get allowances.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, whatever. Moving on.
She gets an allowance, which allows her to do things like go to Walmart, go on Amazon, clickety-clack. She likes Anthropology and also Target. Those are just a few of the stores that she bought stuff at last year.
But here's my question about that, that we don't have the answer to. So these are my favorite kinds of questions. So we had heard that there was somebody there that even decided when she got to buy things. So even within that allowance, does she have to run the purchases past people?
That I don't know. But I don't think we necessarily need to think that she can't buy Starbucks without getting the conservator to sign off. Each cup. I think that is maybe just a metaphor for that she has an allowance.
Yeah. Okay.
And she has to decide then what she's going to spend her money on, which is controlling how she spends her money. So to me, it's like really just, you know, it's a shell game. It's still the same level of control, which is disturbing for a number of reasons. So, okay. I think that's interesting that you've got Britney Spears, like, I want to go to Walmart and get some like short shorts. And so she's got to like check her, like, I bet she's got one of them cards. What do you give your kids? Like, don't
the
those
green
cards?
Light card.
Yeah, the green light card.
And which, I mean, all of this could be the green light card, by the way, parents. This is not an endorsement, but I'm endorsing it. It's a great thing where you can give your kids basically a debit card, but you control what they spend and where they spend
it. You can turn it on, you can turn it off, you can approve of things.
You can say they can spend $15 at Target, only Target. My point is, she should have one of these.
Yeah.
Go on.
She should have one of these for her children, not for her.
Thank you. Actually, good point. Thank you.
So among the other expenses that we didn't get a chance to talk about yesterday when it comes to the amount of money spent in Britney's conservatorship last year, now this I just want to sit with for a while. $91,242.01. The 1 cent. I wonder where that 1 cent went to. But
she got a gumball in Turks and Caicos.
Well, very likely, because that $91,242.01 was spent on travel in 2019. Two locations and we knew some of this, Turks and Caicos and Miami. Also Hawaii.
Yeah, I was going to say, she went to Hawaii, feel like, more than once.
Yeah. So $91,000. Now, when I brought this to Lori and Julia's attention, I think Julia said, well, you know, private jet rental is expensive. And I actually want to know more about this. I'm assuming I don't think she has she could have her own private jet. We've never seen it. So I'm thinking maybe it's like a rental situation. Mm-hmm. Like she just calls up, you know,
rent-a-jet company.
And then, you know, bebops off to wherever. That's the way I would do it as a rich person. I don't need
I think
to
it
have
would be a lot
own.
Of work to keep up a jet. I think you'd want to be in like a jet share program.
I'll tell you, I know someone. I'm not going to spend time telling you who, because it requires a story. But I know someone who knows
Is this the same person that knew all the stuff about porn the other day?
No, this is not the same person.
Oh, different. You have a whole cavalcade of characters.
Trust me when I tell you that this is a real life person that I know very well.
Okay.
And now I can't hear anything, so hold on. Can you talk for a second?
I'm talking to you. Are you hearing me? He's working on it. He's
just
working
cut
his
out.
Controls.
Now I can hear you.
There you go.
So this person has a friend who owns a private jet. And the private jet, he owns the private jet. He doesn't just rent it. He has to keep two pilots on staff at all times. So that, or at least one for sure, year round. And that person literally does nothing.
But waits to get a phone call
from the rich person to go over to the airport. And sometimes, because the airplane, and I won't tell you where this is not where he lives, he has to fly commercial to the private jet, right? Or actually the other way around. He'll have the jet ready for the rich person who wants to fly away. And then when he's done, like let's say he takes him to Palm Springs, right? When he's done, if the guy isn't coming right back, like let's say he's going to be there for 2 weeks, then the pilot gets on a commercial jet back to his home.
And then flies a commercial jet back to Palm Springs to fly the private jet back to Hoboken or wherever it is
stationed. By the way, Hoboken, yes.
I just thought Hoboken would be a good
spot. Why not? I like that. That's Poughkeepsie. Mm-hmm. And literally his job, because then I asked the question, well, what does he do in the meantime? Oh, no, he doesn't do anything. That's his job.
What the heck?
Can you imagine that's your job? Like, which would you rather be? The rich person?
Yeah.
Who has the person on staff all the time just waiting for you to decide you want to go somewhere?
Or the person who gets paid to wait.
Or the person who gets paid to just sit around.
Okay, I just want to, I actually want to flesh this out before we go back to Britney Spears, because I think on the surface that sounds like a great thing, right? Like all I do is just nothing. I'm on staff, but I have to fly places on a moment's notice. You could not actually ever really make good plans in your life.
Yeah. Well, let's just say I would want to be in my 20s when I had this job.
For sure.
Yeah. But I'd happily do this job now if it was like, you know, you want me to drive your cruise ship around.
Here's piles of money.
Yeah. I don't know how to do any of those things, but I'm here for you.
We don't need to deal with the actual details of the fantasy. Yeah,
this is just a fantasy. Anyway, so back to Britney Spears. I don't know if she has her own private jet or if she calls rent a jet or if she's got a guy on standby or a lady for that matter. But $91,000. And you got to wonder how much of that is like for her, the travel of her entourage.
Right. Well, yeah, because it's not just her, and it's not just her, quote, boyfriend, Sam Asghari, that go on these vacations.
Yeah.
She and you'd assume that some representative for the conservatorship also has to be present on these vacations, right? Because she can't,
Just going to be like, see you when you get back, honey.
Have
Bye.
Fun. Well, remember, just to poke some holes in this, remember when she went to Hawaii? Do you remember what she said about that trip?
She wanted to get away and be alone.
She's never alone.
Nobody just says like, okay, Brittany, see you when you get back. Bloop.
I know that we're stuck on the $91,000 on travel and some change, but I would like to, there's like something buried in here that we actually need to talk about.
I hope you're talking about the $1 million on residential expenses that probably includes the two fires in her home gym. Wait, two fires?
Thank you. That's
two it. Two fires?
There were two fires? We only heard about one. Two fires in her home gym that cost $1 million.
Which, by the way, do you remember this little factoid?
I don't know. You have to say it.
The fire department, that's the word I was looking for. Said we never got a call on said fire.
Yeah.
And apparently fires.
Yes. I do remember
but
that.
But it costs $1 million to repair.
You'd think they would have gotten a call
fire,
on that.
I mean, I accidentally set an alarm off when I was going back to the place that I worked, a business, and I set it and it was silent. And then it set off a fire alarm. I had six angry firefighters trying to break down the door. Because of the, where the building I was in, it was closed and they didn't know if there was a fire or not. Just because I clicked off an alarm, much less setting an actual blaze that cost $1 million worth of damage and nobody was called. Excuse me, that doesn't smell right.
So, well, this doesn't smell like fire.
Also, really quickly before we go, I just have to say this. Remember how, I think it was last week where I was like, you guys, wait for it. We were talking about something related to Britney, and I said, wait for it. Britney is, they're going to shove her out there again with Sam Asghari.
Yeah.
Her most recent post is her and Sam Asghari on a bike. I'm telling you, this is so predictable. It's all, being lied to.
I think it also just proves that they're listening.
They do listen to our show.
I know. Hi, guys. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, Elizabeth Reese is bringing us all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Elizabeth Reese is here and she's brought all the dirt straight from Hollywood. It's a Dirt Alert. Hi, Elizabeth.
Well, hello. Good
ladies.
Afternoon, my friends. Okay, I got all sorts of dirt to get to.
Oh let's fun. Do it. I love
let's
your
get
dirt.
Dirty.
Thank you. I'm so happy on a rainy day. Tyra Banks sparking engagement rumors because she has a massive ring on that finger. She was exiting her theme park, Model Land, with her boyfriend
over
the weekend.
I need to wait. Pause. I forgot that was a thing.
Me too, until just now.
Also, that just, I didn't know it was open.
I don't know.
Also,
maybe she was just doing a site check.
I can't. I got it. Now I got to go down that rabbit hole, but let's get back to the engagement rumors.
Please go down the rabbit hole
because
I want to know more. So, these two have been dating since October of 2019. Well, that's when it was reported. So they were probably dating before that. And they've been keeping things low key, but they've been spotted all over LA together recently. Even spending time with Tyra Banks' son, who she shares with her ex-boyfriend.
I guess I never realized she was a mom.
Yeah, I know.
I think that was a surprise experience for us. I believe that she had her son through a surrogate.
Okay.
So we didn't, so there wasn't, what I'm saying is there wasn't a pregnancy that we watched happen.
That everybody was tracking a baby bump, right.
Exactly. But I want to say that was like a surprise to us. And so it is easy to forget.
her fiance, everyone thinks he's her fiance now because of the ring, has a young son with his ex as well. So Modelland hasn't opened yet.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Postponed because of coronavirus concerns. But of course, she's going to be busy.
As is the world.
Doing Dancing with the Stars.
I still have so many questions.
Are we doing Dancing with the Stars, like, socially distanced?
I don't know how it's going to happen. It'll have to be like a bachelor thing, bachelorette thing.
Where they're quarantined.
Where they're quarantined and they're tested and then they aren't living in a bubble. And they're not allowed to leave the bubble.
I kind of want them to do this bubble, like... like Big Brother style, meaning like I want to watch. I hope that gives us more content, right? Like if they're all together, they can film a lot more, and it would be kind of fun to see more behind the scenes stuff.
I know, I think
like
so
how
too.
They interact.
I agree.
Yeah, because then it'd be like Dancing with the Stars camp.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm here for that.
I am too.
Or like Project Down and Dirty.
Also,
and when we mentioned Tyra is going to be doing Dancing with the Stars, she's not a contestant. She's a judge or a host, rather. She's the host and she's the executive producer.
Gosh, this is going to be interesting. I'm going to not hold my breath, but I can't wait for this next season to see how they do this.
I know. I'm pumped for Bachelorette to come out. Listen,
I need something. Of course you are. You need some distractions.
I need some distractions. And now there's no Big Ten football, so there's...
Are you baking bread still? I haven't seen any bread.
She's baking a baby right now.
That doesn't mean she can't bake a loaf of bread at the same time.
The bread is resting. My timer is on, and I'll start stretch and fold in about 10 minutes.
Oh, good.
And I'll get the bulk fermentation done while I'm at the station.
Don't do it.
Quickly.
Resist
quickly.
The urge. Quickly. Oh, gosh. We've entered into bread chat.
Have you tried slap and fold yet?
I stretch. I don't slap.
I want you to try. Someday when we can be together in the same space,
let's
slap
and stretch.
Let's slap and
you guys.
Stretch and slap.
I
no, what's
not
it called?
Old
stretch,
enough.
Slap and
slap and fold.
I'm not mature enough to be in this conversation.
We're gonna
I don't
slap
want to hear about the two of you
together.
Slapping, folding, or stretching together.
Oh gosh, it reminds me, Colleen, of the time that you and I went to a hot yoga class together.
That was awesome.
Of Holly's, and Holly neglected to tell us that it was a 90-minute class.
Oh.
We thought it was 60 minutes.
Oh, God.
You know,
they're
in her class at 104 degrees. And I was thinking like, okay, it's about time to wrap up. No, no.
Elizabeth and I look at each other. Everybody else is zenned out. And we're like, hey, did you think this was 60 minutes? I'm like, yeah.
Nobody needs 90 minutes of anything.
I know, that's because Holly gave us a free first-time class.
It was great, though.
It was great. Yeah. Holly's fabulous.
She's a great yoga instructor.
I know, it was really... But it was alarming.
We slapped and folded together one time.
So it's our turn next.
Now you need to stretch and fold.
Now we're going
to
stretch, yep. Don't worry, the sourdough is happening.
Good. But I just need to see more photos. Please post. Thank you.
I will. And it's been kind of hot, so I haven't been baking as much lately.
Have you done any,
all right, weird.
Different...
Back to that dirt alert. Thanks.
Let's talk about Meghan Markle and Harry. Okay, so now they have apparently moved to Montecito. That is their new home. And
Is that the same as Santa Barbara?
That is kind of the same.
Okay, so I didn't know that because I don't speak LA.
It's in Santa Barbara County.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
It's in that area. So what they're saying is that the Oprah connection seems undeniable here, that Montecito Realtors are talking to TMZ. They said the couple went into escrow in July and the deal closed about a week ago. They spent about $10 million, which got them a lot more house than they would get in LA. Mm. Oprah has been kind of guiding them. She helped put them in contact with Tyler Perry. That's where they were living, in his Beverly Hills estate that he wasn't using, while they got settled into Southern California. Mm-hmm. But Oprah has a massive, incredible estate in Montecito and loves it. And these two, she and Harry...
Like, why wouldn't you love a sprawling estate if it was in Dubuque? I mean...
Right,
I
want it Hoboken. Anytime.
Right. Lots of celebrities live in Montecito, like Ellen,
yep.
Scooter Braun, mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore, mm-hmm. Rob Lowe, mm-hmm. many others. Meghan and Harry bought a secure gated estate. Some cases, some of these estates have up to 50 acres. But then you can get a yard here too. It's hard
like
to get
so
a yard.
You can get a yard
oh my gosh,
here.
It sounds like so much work.
It doesn't sound like much work because you'll get a staff.
I know, you always say this.
Yeah.
Unless you fire them. And this is what's being reported about Meghan and Harry in this new book that came out, that
they he loves to fire people.
That they fired their night nanny on the second night. Because she was unprofessional and irresponsible, that they let go of son Archie's night nurse. Guys, I don't know what to tell you. People fire people all the time.
I know.
It's true. You have to. I mean, if you are paying somebody to take care of your children,
people switch
you
daycares.
Need to make sure that you're fine with that.
Yeah, true. They switch schools.
This is all very true.
Every person I know, and I'm not a fancy nanny person, But I don't think everybody's a fancy nanny person who has a nanny.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody I know who has had a nanny has said, oh, we had one that worked out great, and then one, it wasn't a good fit.
Right.
I think that kind of just happens when you have people in your house, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're taking care of your children. I mean, there is an element of, like, you have to strike the right balance between allowing them into the family to be cared for as sort of somebody who you trust and not allowing them all the way into the family, right? Like, there has to be, like, this weird balance between you're not a family member, but you're kind of a family member.
It's super tricky. It's kind of like you're expected to be all the pleasant things about a family member, but you can't do any of the annoying stuff.
Right.
Because you're on the payroll.
I would also say, high standards. I mean, you know, Prince Harry, he might have come from a world where this was a very vital part of their child rearing.
So he wants someone great.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for that dirt alert and all the bread chat, Elizabeth Reese.
Can't wait to see photos.
Yep, it'll be posted.
All right.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we're going straight to those blind items. Just blind items for days after this on My Talk 107.1. Okay, don't worry. We are going to do the 30-second pop culture challenge again someday. We're just a little short-staffed around here at My Talk 107.1, so we're going straight to blind items on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Bear with us. Bear with us.
Rawr!
But right now...
Oh, not that.
Not that kind of bear. Right now, let's get to those blind items, Bradley.
Yeah, we're going to. That's what I said.
Blinded by the items.
There we go.
So rough and tumbly. Yes, blind items, you guys. Juicy bits of gossip with the names and dates and important things left out. So it's kind of like a crossword puzzle of gossip. And it comes from CrazyDaysAndNights.net, our favorite resource. Enty Lawyer is the purveyor of CrazyDaysAndNights.net, and he gives us great blind items. So here's the first blind item. Today, how this is going to work, just like it did yesterday, I've got the blind item. Colleen, your job is to figure out who the blind items are talking about. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, here's the first one. As part of her new television deal, the network had to agree to pick up well over half of the losses, and they will be losses, of this permanent A-list model slash host's business. This is in addition to her salary.
Okay, this has got to be ABC and Tyra Banks.
Yeah,
and they're talking about Dancing with the Stars. Oof.
Which, no, actually, they're not talking about, right? Wait. Didn't she have...
Well, they're talking... Her new television deal is as the new co-host of Dancing with the Stars.
Why did I think she had another show, too? But anyway, yes.
Well, she used to have a show, and I loved that show, and I never will forgive them for taking it off the air.
That didn't do so well. But, yes, that is correct. It's kind of awesome that Elizabeth brought this up during the Dirt Alert, because it's super timely. In fact, and I'll read the blind item, as part of her new television deal... ABC had to agree to pick up well over half the losses, and they will be losses, of this permanent, of Tyra Banks' business. Model land.
Mm.
This is in addition to her salary. So they were like, she was like, hey, ABC, you want me? You got to pay for this.
You got to pay
this
for
crap in my life.
Dumb amusement park. I still need to understand better what
it's not an amusement park,
but it's like, what is it?
It's literally a giant social experience. It's like totally a millennial experience where you go there. It's an immersive experience and you get to have the experience of being a model. But there's lots of Instagram moments happening, like you're going to get a fashion shoot by the end of it. So it's kind of like an amusement parky thing. We talked about it.
Well, I remember that, but it's so weird.
It is very weird.
It is so weird.
And allegedly it's going to not do so well. I would imagine in the midst of COVID, of course, nobody is doing this. Like, maybe they can do it in a social distanced way, but clearly the writing is on the wall, at least if you believe the blind items.
Okay, I'm sorry to just take us off for one moment, but I just found the FAQ on the Model Land website.
Yeah.
Here's the question. What can I expect from my visit? Model Land says, you can expect to live the ultimate modeling fantasy.
Pew, pew.
Model Land is a first of its kind story-driven attraction that features fashion and beauty, photo shoots and runways, shopping and theater, and most importantly, you. You learn how to pose like a boss. You get tips and tricks from Ms. Tyra Banks herself. You journey through a story-driven experience to be entertained by actors, dancers, and out-of-this-world designs. No, thank you.
Yeah, no. Nope.
Bye.
I also just totally lost something, and I'm sad now. But anyway, let's do this.
Okay.
Blinded by the item.
Okay, blind items. That's what we're doing here on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Juicy bits of gossip with the names left out.
Hit
and we
me.
Got another one. Colleen, let's see how you do on this one. This one, ooh, I don't know what you think about this, but let's try.
Okay.
This longtime actress from an acting family who was used and abused by her husband has already been interred. So, not sure what he's doing with her urn. Another scam to make money?
No. Wait. Is this Zsa Zsa?
Yes! How did you figure that out?
Well, because I was thinking, what longtime actress from an acting family who has been used and abused by her husband? Hello? She
Prince
woke up and her leg was gone. Remember yeah, that?
It's true.
Oh, it's so sad.
I don't know why it did the error.
I don't know either.
But her, remember they had a birthday party for her and she was downstairs because she couldn't get out of bed because he stole her leg.
Wow. Okay, wait. Go fill in the blank so that I can be re-disturbed.
Zsa Zsa Gabor was used and abused by Prince von Anhalt. She's already been interred, so I'm not sure why. What he's doing with her urn. Another scam to make money? Well, get this.
Oh my gosh, he's going to take it on parade.
So then I was like, well, whenever NT Lawyer drops a bomb like this,
right,
there's got to be a story.
Yeah.
Sure enough, ding, 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 Zsa Zsa Gabor is, wait for it, farewell tour.
No. No.
Nearly 4 years after she's dead.
No.
In a gold urn. Carried by her ninth husband.
No.
So there she is.
Stop it.
Prince von Anhalt holding up her ashes in a box with her name on it. He says that he wants to bury her in Budapest's National Cemetery. And,
oh gosh, this is bizarre.
It's really crazy. They're going to go on a final tour of London, Paris, Vienna, and Geneva, and then head to Budapest.
No. He's
4 years
he's
after
using
she
her
died.
Money to go on a vacation. Oh.
Even in death, she is embroiled in controversy with her former publicist, Ed Losey, criticizing Prince von Anhalt's plan. So apparently,
Isn't
her publicist said that she wanted to be buried next to her daughter, Francesca, and her sister Ava, who is buried in Hollywood's Westwood Cemetery.
Isn't he like a paid prince? Like he paid
oh, yeah,
for
paid
his title?
To play.
Yeah.
So we talked about this at length. We were obsessed, or I will admit that I was rather obsessed and may have determined how much actually it was going to cost and to figure out how you can be a prince.
And
he bought, it's way more money than you or I will ever spend
be worth.
On such
okay.
privilege. But it's a thing in Europe, with some old timey, aristocratic types where you can buy these, so his story is fascinating, how he got his title. He essentially purchased it,
uh-huh.
but then in turn, he did this thing where he would like sell it to people. So there are people. There are other von Anhalts or whatever that he sold titles to. And there's another guy who's in Germany.
It's like a prince pyramid scheme.
Like Prince R Us. Princes R Us. But I mean, why not? You know, it's America. Well, that's Europe, but this is America, but he lives in America. Anyway, the moral of this story is he's taken her around Europe in a box for one last time so he can make some money off her four years after she died.
Anti-lawyer is saying she's not in there.
She's not in there. No. Because she was already interred.
Oh my gosh.
And just the word interred makes me laugh. Okay, should we do another one?
Let's do one more.
Blinded by the item.
Okay. Blind items. Juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. I've got another dead man switch. I've got a fake PR person. I think you tell me what you think.
Well, which one do you think I'm going to enjoy more?
I think we're going to enjoy this because there's some questions.
Okay, good.
The dead man.
All right, that's what I was leaning towards. So.
Speaking of a dead man switch, you're going to love what this mogul's death releases. If I were the height-challenged A-plus list mostly movie actor, I would especially be worried about what comes out.
Okay. Well, the height-challenged A-plus list mostly movie actor has got to be Tom Cruise. And the mogul, I mean, it's got to be somebody connected to Scientology.
Well, okay, here's what I want you to think.
Okay.
It's somebody who just died, a mogul who just died. Literally today.
Oh.
Or at least we learned.
I mean, who died today?
Maybe Holly sent us a picture of him in Twitter.
Oh, okay. I have to go over there because I didn't see that.
I don't know if you saw the news that this guy died. Very, very
wealthy.
Oh,
yes. The guy, what is his name? But he was like the super billionaire.
Yep.
And like.
I don't know if he's super, but he was a billionaire.
He was a billionaire. Okay. What's his name? I can't remember.
You just want me to give it
Bill
to you?
Bill. No. Johnson.
Not Bill Gates. Bill Johnson. Sumner Redstone.
Thank you. Thank you. I knew it had letters.
So, speaking of a dead man switch, you're going to love what Sumner Redstone's death releases. If I were Tom Cruise, I would especially be worried about what comes out. So, now, if you're like me, you thought to yourself, well, I'm assuming it's Scientology because Tom Cruise.
Right, that's what I was assuming.
But what does Sumner Redstone have to do with any of this?
Oh my gosh, I just Googled it.
What?
Well, he apparently fired Tom Cruise over that Oprah interview.
Exactly. So there's an article that goes back to, what, 20...
Some.
This was 2016. Sumner Redstone, taking risks and banning Tom Cruise. Mm. And it goes into, you know, like his career and how he once temporarily banned Cruise from the Paramount lot because he thought the actor's life was hurting the box office for Mission Impossible 3. So I don't know what the two of those things have to do together.
But I am here for it.
But I would like to know more.
I cannot wait to spend way too much time that I don't have.
Let's just hope that we get some juicy bits.
Yeah, trying to connect all those dots. Oof. Good one, Trainer. All right, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to revisit Brian Austin Green. Ugh. He's going through an odd midlife crisis. Yep. And we're going on it with him when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1. Your weather forecast brought to you by Learning RX. Today we are looking at showers right now, but it looks like they should be clearing out around 3 o'clock. We'll be partly cloudy into the evening hours. Tomorrow, looking like rain again with a high of 85 and a low of 67. Right now it is 67 degrees at My Talk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Okay, so it seems like Brian Austin Green is going through some sort of event. That is, I'm putting it mildly. Yeah. But we're at a new level of his event. So his event started, of course, with his shocking divorce from his wife and her relationship with Machine Gun Kelly. Mm-hmm. And then we saw him dating a couple of different people, one of them being Courtney Stodden. And the other one being Tina Louise, not from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, Brian Austin Green is like speed dating right now. He needs attention for the ladies in his life, apparently. And this has shown no signs of stopping anytime soon. And it wasn't but just yesterday that we have another headline showing, quote, exclusive details of someone Brian Austin Green went on a lunch date with. Like, who cares who Brian Austin Green's going on lunch dates with? Also, I have so many questions, but let's start at the very beginning.
Okay.
So TMZ had the scoop on this, which means very likely he called up Harvey Levin and said, hey, guys, I'm going to have lunch with this lady. Come take a look. And again, to your point, this comes on the heels of Brian Austin Green. Like, to Megyn Kelly's one person that mm-hmm. she's been with, because clearly she left Brian Austin Green for the guy. What did I say, Megyn Kelly?
Yes, oh, we God. Keep on calling her that because she's dating Machine Gun Kelly.
Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox, you know what I meant.
I did.
This is not Fox News. Megyn Kelly has, well, she's not even on Fox News anymore. Okay, anyway, moral of this.
She's also not dating Brian Austin Green.
She's not dating Brian Austin Green.
But I wouldn't put it past her.
He apparently is meeting somebody named Jennifer Flynn. Now,
can I pause you for 1 second and just remind you that the place where we learned about his other dates was TMZ.
Oh, okay. So, I didn't know if it was TMZ or the Daily Mail.
To your further point, he totally is on speed dial with Harvey
in the midst of a global pandemic, when you go out in public to get Mexican food with Courtney Stodden, you don't expect that there's any expected amount of privacy.
Right.
Like, you know that people are going to be on you, which means you do that intentionally. And so when he pretends that he didn't know who or what a Courtney Stodden was, I'm like, you're lying. You're absolutely lying.
Those are lies.
You thought you could use her in public to get back at your, you know, at your ex. I digress. Jennifer Flynn, does that name ring a bell
to you? Not even one bell.
Okay, it probably doesn't to you or I, but I will say that people do know who she is, which is good, right? Because that would be
weird. Yeah.
She is Jane Seymour's former stepdaughter.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman?
Yes. So
so she's technically Jennifer Flynn Medicine Woman?
No, she has nothing because, you know, that was just by marriage.
Okay.
She was married to, Jane Seymour was married to Jennifer's dad, a guy named David Flynn.
Got it.
From like 81 to 92. They do have half siblings. Anyway, they still, she does have a relationship with Jane Seymour, apparently. She also started a company with, wait for it.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Austin Green.
Wait, who did? Jennifer Flynn did or Jane Austen? Or so, Jane Seymour?
God, Megyn Kelly.
But you know what I mean? Who started the business with Brian Austin Green?
This
Jennifer Flynn chick.
This Jennifer Flynn lady.
Gotcha.
So after a meeting at a July 4th party that was thrown by Jane Seymour 3 years ago, the two brainiacs, as they are called.
Who calls them that?
I don't know. But they came together to start a company called IntelliQuar, which apparently helps people combat cybercrime.
Excuse me?
What is Brian Austin Green doing?
Bury the lead on this. He's like a cybercrime superhero?
So apparently, Brian Austin Green and this Flynn lady, Jennifer, are going to be releasing the first product. So this is a total relationship. I just love how we're getting played left, right, and center by celebrities.
Well, we're not, but the rest of the world
well,
is.
No, and now you don't have to because you can play the home game.
Exactly.
But Jennifer and Brian are about to release their first product on the market from this company, IntelliQuar, and it's called Trip, and it's part of a product and service related to cybersecurity that they've developed since. I am so confused.
Oh my God, I don't even care because I'm stuck in the slideshow of the pictures of them out at their lunch that look like they're a Sears catalog.
No, they look like a Sears catalog.
It's hilarious.
Because it's totally posed,
yes.
Right? Yes. They do say like, oh, this is no big deal. We're not dating. This is just lunch. Well, okay, here's the thing. You knew that TMZ was going to show up. You want people to be talking about you. Why? Because then they do the next best thing, which is what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Go, why would these two be together? Oh, look, they own a business together,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to sell us something. So they didn't go have a private lunch indoors.
Mm-mm.
They were like, oh, we're going to take coronavirus seriously and eat on the patio. Lies.
Mm-hmm.
You just want us to talk about Trip.
Yes.
And I'm not tripping.
Uh-uh.
For the purposes
but
of the
But I think
story.
They must be, okay? I'm way too amused by the pictures. And you know what? They took a page. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to say they took a page out of the playbook. They learned a lesson from the grouper playbook.
Group? What? You have to explain what a grouper
is.
Oh,
I will. That's a Jennifer Garner and a Bradley Cooper.
That's their showing up in public, actually, on a beach. To get attention.
We call them grouper. But what happened? What was the most notable thing about those pictures, Bradley? Do you remember?
Well, they were weird because she was wearing clothes and he wasn't.
Exactly. She was wearing like a fall kind of like flouncy skirt with a sweater. And he was wearing swim trunks and nothing else.
And like sprawled out on the beach.
Well, these two did the exact opposite of that. And they
yeah,
must
they
have been like, you guys, we can't.
We're in cybersecurity. We have to wear all black.
They are matching. They literally head to toe match. Jeans, black short sleeve shirt and black shoes. And they're like very kicky cyber satchels. Did you notice that?
Well, yeah, no,
they're briefcases.
Literally matching.
They're like, look, we mean business.
No, we mean like we are trying to protect online bullying. Anyway, so got their kudos. They got their free commercial.
Yeah, we did it for you.
We just got played by Brian Austin Green.
Thanks for showing up.
And Jennifer Flynn, not Medicine Woman.
Also interesting, Jane Seymour is a partner in this venture.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm so curious about what this whole situation is.
Well, we're about to find out, allegedly.
Well, thanks to TMZ.
And this IntelliCorp, by the way, they have a website.
Oh.
What if technology could help you identify and resolve your cybercrime in real time? So if you have any cybercrimes, call Brian Austin Green and his new lady friend, who's not really his lady friend.
She's a lady, and she's apparently his friend. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, oh, this is so cool, Bradley. The last remaining blockbuster is turning into an Airbnb. I think we can fantasize about this when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.